Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. All the way from Mount Vernon, Illinois, we bring you the power of Pentecost. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer and follow the Word of God. Just gather together with all those that are listening, and let's just in one mind and one accord lift up our praises to Him. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And as always, we greet you in the lovely name of Jesus. There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. John 15:11, the word of God to begin today's broadcast. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Wonderful word of God for today's broadcast. All right, let's get ready to sing. And we want you to have a notepad and pencil ready for some contact information toward the end of the broadcast. Page 224 in the Melodies of Praise hymnal, Our Lord's Return to Earth Again. Let's sing it and let's worship Him.
I am watching for the coming of the glad millennial day, when our blessed Lord shall come and catch His waiting bride away. Oh, my heart is filled with rapture as I labor, watch, and pray. For the Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Jesus coming back will be the answer to earth's sorrowing cry. For the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth and sea and sky. God shall take away all sickness, and our sufferers' tears will dry. When our Savior shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Yes, the ransomed of the Lord shall come to Zion then with joy. And in all His holy mountains, nothing hurts or shall destroy. Perfect peace shall reign in every heart, and love without alloy. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. in the sin and sorrow, pain and death of this dark world shall cease in a glorious reign with Jesus of a thousand years of peace. All the earth is groaning, crying for that day of sweet release, for our Jesus to come back to earth again. Oh, sing it now. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound. A thousand years we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again.
Well, praise the Lord. I think I'm going to do something different today and read two precious promises. He tells us in 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And then he says in Psalms 20, verse 7, Psalms chapter 20, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Well, the word of God is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God promises that his word will never pass away. It'll be there when the world's on fire, and it won't be a pile of ashes when the world quits burning. Hallelujah, it's going to endure forever. Let's hide the word of God in our heart that we might not sin against God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for your word, Lord, and we're thankful for the few little passages that we can read. Lord, some will trust in chariots and some in horses, but I want to go beyond chariots and horses. I want to remember the name of the Lord our God. Lord, some are brought down and some are fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. I want to remember the name of the Lord our God, and I want to be risen and stand upright. I want to be an effective witness for you, Lord. I want to keep your promises in my heart. I want to live by your word, and I want to share it and be a witness to everyone, Lord, and I want others to know about you. Use this little service today for your glory and your honor, we pray. We lift you up and we exalt you in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord, for being a wonderful Lord. Bless each one that's with us today. Touch their bodies and meet their needs. Save the lost most of all, we pray. Help us, Lord, to keep calling on you in behalf of our lost loved ones and friends and acquaintances, or even people that we don't even know. We want them all to be saved, and we know, Lord, that it's possible. We're giving our praise to you today, and we're putting our trust in you. We're remembering the name of the Lord, and we're going to be risen and stand tall, all because of you. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Let's worship him. Hallelujah. Worship with us now. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what we try to do each day for these few minutes, is gather with you in the house of the Lord and worship him. When my feet touch the streets of gold. Clap your hands and let's rejoice.
I am looking for the day when I'll see Jesus. And his blessed face I shall behold. With the saints of old, the half will then be told. When my feet touch the streets of gold, when my feet touch the streets of glory, when I travel my last weary mile, will he hold my trembling hand? When before the bar I stand, will he say, my child, well done, the crown of life you now have won? When my feet touch the streets of gold, hallelujah. If by chance some passing morning you should miss me, don't you weep for me because I'm gone. I'll be at the feet of the one who died for me when my feet touch the streets of gold. All right, sing it. When my feet touch the streets of glory, when I travel my last weary mile, will he hold my trembling hand? When before the bar I stand, will he say, Dunja, well done, a crown of life you now have won? When my feet touch the streets of gold, one more time, sing it. When my feet touch the streets of glory, when I travel my last weary mile, will he hold my trembling hand? When before the bar I stand, will he say, my child, well done, a crown of life you now have won? When my feet touch the streets of gold, hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, a very, very familiar portion of Scripture. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness when we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men. He's a man of sorrows. He's acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us. Send any cards, letters, offerings, song requests, prayer requests to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And then our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You can hear the broadcast there every day. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. When my feet touch the streets of glory, when I travel.